You know, I love how it's called Bank of America because nothing could possibly be truer than that this bank represents what America stands for, which is ripping people off. Now, I did a balance transfer because I have a huge amount of debt. I was debt-free until this past April, and then I had a tax, you know, my taxes were ridiculous and I had to pay them, okay? You know, that's nobody's fault but mine. But the problem is, you know, okay, so I charged the thing and I transferred the balance. I got a balance transfer offer from Bank of America. And it said, you know, blah, 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 percent for a year. I think it was some, you know, 0 or 2%, some really low rate for a year. And I've had this credit card for, you know, since 2000, or since 1997. So I thought, okay, I'll transfer the balance to them. Well, I transferred the balance, and then I got a credit card statement. Now, the balance was something like $10,000. I get a credit card statement saying, "Dear Mrs. Weinstein, you now owe us such and such amount, and this includes the transaction fee of $500-something. And I thought, my God, what's going on here? It's a mistake. And I called this Tanisha, and she says to me, she says, "Oh, hi, Miss Weinstein. You were mailed the terms of conditions in January or something, or June of 2008, and it told you that there the transaction fees had changed." I said, "Yes, ma'am, Tanisha. But don't you think that you should have told me on the computer, because I did it on the screen?" She said, "Well, when we do your balance transfer over the phone, we walk you through all day." I said, "Okay, but it wasn't over the phone, it was on the internet." And no, there was should have been something that said, "Hello, we're going to charge you $467 or whatever it was for this ridiculously overpriced transaction." And she said, "No, it's in the terms of condition. I'm sure it say that on the screen. It does not say that on the screen. I swear it on a stack of Bibles, ma'am." And she's like, "Well, there's nothing we can do to reverse the fee. We ain't going to do nothing. I can let you talk to someone." So she lets me talk to someone else, you know, Chardonique or something like this, says the same thing. I said, "Are you Chardonique's supervisor?" She said, "No, I'm not the account services rep." So she just gave me to her sister represent. Like, wow, thanks. And she said, "Hey, Sharnisha, when was that terms of condition mailed?" "It was mailed 2008, January, whatever." I said, "Look," I said, "okay, so you can't do anything about this. So I'm going to my congressman and complain about unfair business practices. Because I understand if Bank of America can't do anything about it, but that doesn't mean that nobody can. That doesn't make it right just because your company can't." And she said, "No." I said, "Well, is there any place you'd like to escalate it before, because I am going to call my congressman. I want to give you people the opportunity to escalate it internally if you'd like to." She said, "No, we can't do anything about that." Or she might have said nothing. "We can't do nothing about that." And I said, "Okay, bye-bye." And then I cussed her out afterwards and made this recruiting. Anyway, I needed to share that, so that's my morning shit. Damn it, that's the short version. I don't have anything ready at all. Terrible. This is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies, and this is Yeast Radio. I'm also live streaming, even though this is abnormal, because why not? Sometimes you gotta do things differently. Let's see here. Antivirus says, after wandering into the porn section of a video store, everybody's hugging. Ralph Wiggum. I don't understand that. I'm not even going to turn Skype on yet, because I don't want to fall into that pie hole of destruction. I will say this. As Schrock Bella Mortenstein
pointed out, and by the way, this show is presented to the fault or thanks to, depending on how you look at it, the wonderful people who donated money to Yeast Radio this week, both to moi and to Sheer Oil, which was very nice of you. And, right, so now you get to listen to me babble and I have nothing to say. The good news is I'm totally wireless today, and that's why I want to stay off the phone, at least for a while, because then I can walk around and have video of that. Isn't that exciting? Isn't it, Mother Darling? Isn't it, Mother Darling? And I can play clips without having to worry if fucking Cheryl's hearing them. They have a feeling... Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. So, thanks to Schrock Bellard Mortenstunst. Ow! Christ, my knee hurt. Hurt my knee. We were at the park for 2.5 hours, Trotsky and moi. Thanks to Trotsky Bellard Mortenstunst. I now know that Google Voice, you can accept text messages, and it will go right to my cellular phone. So you can send an SMS to Firm Uterus, and I can even reply to it. It'll go straight to my cellular phone. When I reply, it'll say, from Firm Uterus, so you'll know it's me. So please do that. And you can still call Firm Uterus, too, at the same time. And it'll be real good. So send text messages to Firm Uterus from your phone. Oh, there's Schrock Bellard Mortenstunst on the line there now as a moderator. You see, we've attracted a huge crowd, quite literally. And so, Schrock Bellard, I was just telling the fans how you figured out that you can text me and it'll go to my cellular phone. So I'm hoping that people, especially... Eckhart Tolle is on Twitter. Oh, I hate him. Oh, my God, this is terrible. Let's see. This is Eckhart Tolle is, like, horrible. This female-to-male tranny. Oh, my God, on Twitter. Eckhart Tolle. Oh, my God, listen to these. I'm going to totally... Thank God I have content. Oh, a tweet!
Am I at ease at this moment? Is a good question to ask yourself frequently.
Oh, we are going to talk about this. We are going to talk to this fucking bitch. I can't stand this fucking F2M bitch. Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Prolle. Fuck her, that fucking bitch. Eckhart Prolle. Finally, I have someone to attack. I thought I was going to have nothing to talk about. No one do it. Hold on. Oh, here I am. Hold on. I got to get to the text. I have totally vanilla live now because of this fucking cunt shitting shit.
Am I at ease at this moment? Is a good question to ask yourself frequently.
What a fucking douche. What a dumbass piece of shit is that?
Am I at ease at this moment? Is a good question to ask yourself frequently.
Am I a female-to-male tranny who just barfs up Oprah quotations?
Make it a habit to monitor your mental emotional state through self-observation.
Well, gee, Eckhart Tolle, Mr. Multi-$1 million bookseller, you'd think you could fucking learn to spell, and then my speech reader could read it back to my audience. He spelled monitor, M-O-N-I-T-E-R, the big author. The big shot, Eckhart Tolle. It shows what happens when you don't have a goddamn edit. Oh, he's in Vancouver, big blubbercunt, where Cheryl is.
Make it a habit to monitor your mental emotional state through self-observation.
What kind of dumb bullshit is that? Monitor your mental emotional state through self... Really? I was going to do it through monitoring the television, you know? I was going to monitor... How else would I monitor my mental... Fuck, this isn't anything to argue about with this idiot. Let me just copy quotations from the Buddha and sell them for a gazillion dollars.
Feeling will get you closer to the truth of who you are than thinking.
You are an idiot. Why don't you go cut your boobs off again?
Can you be the awareness in the background to your thoughts?
Can you believe this thing makes money? Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, listen to this one. Oh.
I will be leading a live meditation online for Eckhart TV at 1 p.m. PST at EckhartTolleTV.com.
Eckhart Tolle TV. Transvestite. This is ridiculous. Let me get my phone. Oh, Chris Weigel's there. So this is new. This is different. I've got lavalier with it. Since I don't have the Cheryl, I'm portable now. Portable lesbian. Look, you can still hear me even though I'm all the way over here while my pants are. We're going to lay down and have huge crap. Thanks. Schrock Bellard Mortenstunst is the only person to text me. Finna say this. Hello, can you see me, hear me? I can... Oh, I wonder if I can on the Ustream see the chat room. Let's try that. That could be fun. I don't think so because it's the flash. But you know what I can do is I can use VNC to see my TV stream. That's what I'm going to do. This is very exciting. So we were at the park for 2.5 hours. Oh, my ass looks huge. Look who's talking, fuckface. Yes, this is how you can talk to me. If you want to comment to me on the show, you just send an SMS text message to Firm Uterus, and I will see it. Otherwise, I ain't finna see it. I just ain't, because I can't get over there, and I ain't gonna do all that VNC bullshit. My ass looks huge. You're one to talk. Ugh. Actually, my ass looks as though it was hit by a shovel, says Shrock Bellard Morton Klops. Oh, anyway, so I saw the, after almost 5 years, I finally met the Red Monkades yesterday. He had a hickey from some bar back at a club called the Wild Pug. And he says he was molested. He says it was an accident. You know, I said, oh, you got a hickey, were you at Steamworks? And she says, no, I was at a bar and this guy gave me a hickey. Isn't that rude? I said, yes, that's rude. Almost as rude as when I have an accidental sexual encounter, which didn't not happen to me today. Anyway, Firm Uterus is the phone number that you can call or leave a message to. I'm not going to answer the phone because I don't have a hookup. Pun intended. And actually, I can do Skype on this fucking thing too. Isn't this an amazing device? Isn't it? Shrock Bellard Morton Trotsky. This is ridiculous. So I had to do a show because I got donations and I have to use them because I need to use the minutes people donate by, because you know when you donate a dollar, it means I do a dollar of grumming. This is every fucking SMS is from goddamn Shrock Bella Mortenstein, which I appreciate. Oh no, this is a grinder. Let's see. What is this queen? Oh, this is my little friend here. Gross. Well, that happens. It happens. Anyway. Hi, Trotsky. And then I had to give Trotsky's aunt, the lesbian, some Advil for her pain. So I went ahead and did that. We were very Jewish today. Edith Bunker... Here, there, you saw my layups. So thank you very much to those very generous people who donated, especially to all of you. There's somebody who's been extremely generous, and you know who you are, but I don't want to single people out because I don't remember their names necessarily, but I am very grateful. Hi, Trotsky. If you have a topic, you can send it to me on this goddamn thing because I'm what do you call it? Freebasing. Listen. Shrock Bella Mortenstein says, show us your present. Okay, I got a level with you. This is really weird. Okay, this is a good topic. But somebody besides Shrock Bella Mortenstein, please call Firm Uterus. I mean, SMS text Firm Uterus, please. I need to know that somebody out there besides Shrock Bella Morten Klops is capable of using... I mean, if Shrock Bella Mortenstein can use her sausage fingies to SMS me a massage... Here, then... I don't want to talk about this. This is embarrassing. Okay, here's... So on Monday, you know, on Friday, my angel, I have to be careful because I don't want to give anyone away. My fleshlight angel says you're going to expect a fleshlight very soon. This was Friday. On Monday, it came in the mail. I thought, my God, that's fast, you know? Because it was like, you know, second day air, U.S. Postal Service. I thought, how does it get here? Oh, yay. Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Thank you. Okay, so we're getting there. Okay. Now I think I might have the answer to the question. Andy Teller, I don't have my phone. That's no excuse, Wigglies. Well, you can still leave your messages through Shrock Bella. That's fine. Now I think I'm getting too many messages, though, so knock it off. So the funny thing, so I got my fleshlight. I asked my angel, I said, "Angel, how come it comes with these little black rings? What the fuck are those?" My angel said, he or she said, "I don't know what the fuck that is. I didn't know about that." And I even showed a picture of these goddamn angel rings. I guess that's what I'll call them. Pouty angel. Fleshlight angel rings for your layups. They're for layups. That's what you put in them, is your lips. You have to stretch them out. Okay, we're getting there. So the problem is this. Today, I got a package. And I thought, oh, I got a package. But I wasn't expecting anything. And I got a package, and guess what it was? Guess what it was? Another fleshlight. Another one. So now, before you all get excited and Trock, Bella Mortenstein, don't even start with me, and Cheryl, too, you don't start with me. I already have a recipient for the second fleshlight, which is John P., because she's given me, besides this entire new apartment decorating, she's been on the show, so whoever donated, I guess, who was, I mean, the one angel is anonymous, but is the second angel, is it Wayne, is it Edith? Who is the angel? So somebody, so the first one I got was from this mystery second angel. And since I assumed I knew who it was, I didn't read if there was a card in it. I didn't see it because I knew who it was from. And I don't think there was any sort of identification. But anyway, Shrop. Yes, Cheryl is not here. Things happen without Cheryl, Jamie. Get over it. I mean, if she was around, I would do it. She's mountain watching. Who? I want to know who bought the second angel. I mean, the second fleshlight. Or the first one. So this is actually the first one. And John P. is getting this. And he's also been giving me a lot of clothing. So anyway, he's getting the second one. So I hope whoever bought me the other one isn't offended, or this one. Because what happened is, in the end, I forgot to take it off of my Amazon wish list, and who thought I would have gotten two? Shrock Bella, I asked you yesterday. I said, Shrock Bella Morton Klops. I said, would you want a fleshlight? And this is before I even knew, because I just got this. She said, no, I couldn't use it. I'm too fat. I know, because... Oh, thanks, Wayne. That was Wayne that sent the other one. All right, well, Wayne, thank you very much. And also, I have a special program that I did a few weeks ago that was too racy to be on. And I'll send it just for you because I talked about you in it. In fact, I was responding to your inquiry about the iPod Touch. And I'm going to send you the link to the program so I don't have to explain it. Anyway, this is so weird, isn't it, that I get two of everything? So Shrock Bella. So the one that I'm actually using is the one that got here first, which is the one from Amazon, which is the one that Wayne sent, which is non-anonymous, and I have to be very careful not to give away the person who is anonymous. So that's why it had the rings, because the one with the rings is the one that was on the wish list. I don't know what the fuck the rings. I don't know what. Shrock Bella wants a birthday present. Shrock Bella, you said yesterday, I said, I think fleshlights are gross, they're disgusting, they're too hard to clean, and I don't have a bathroom. You said, I don't have a sink of my own, and I have no privacy in the house. You can't wash your fleshlight in front of daddy, honey. Okay, so it's got two parts anyway. This is giving me a headache, and I haven't slept. I was editing Coco Porn all day. I mean, it was messy shit. So messy. The stuff I was editing, so messy, I'm getting heartburn. It was these people. It was so poorly shot. And there was this deaf guy. Oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. I couldn't even. I was going to make clips of it for Cheryl. It was so humiliating. I couldn't even. I felt so bad. It was horrible. This deaf guy was being interviewed as they were filming him. And they're like, why did my fucking monitor go out? Is it still recording? I hope so. God, Eckhart fucking Tolle can get fucked up the ass. Jesus, Shrock Bella, enough is enough with the goddamn shit. Oh, now the monitor's on the brink again. Now the monitor's out. Oh, fuck this. This is overload. Joy on the left, it could be fun. Daddy could help her worship.
Look, Truck Bella, get over it. It's already going to John P. John P. did more for me than he'll ever do in your lifetime for anyone.
And so, I mean, these shorts were from John P. This fucking floor was from John P. All this. This house would still be a fucking pigsty if it wasn't for... This is the inside. These are the lips, okay? It's interesting because basically a fleshlight is a prolapse. So this is the lapse. I'm sorry for the people that are listening to it on the podcast, which is most of you. And this is the one which is a particular ass. It's actually an asshole. You see, that's an ass. I'm not going to open it because I want... Otherwise, it might get herpes for John. I don't want John P. to think it has herpes. He's a germaphobe. See, this is the... Who's fucking ringing the goddamn thing? I'll send Shrock Bella a fleshlight. Edith. That's very nice of you, Edith, but are you sure he wants it? He's very morbidly obese, and I don't know that he can fit it around his huge... You know what? I'll get Shrock Bella on the line in a minute, because this is driving me crazy. So meanwhile, okay, Shrock Bella, if you want the fleshlight, Edith says... Now he's... She says she doesn't... Shrock Bella Mortenstein says, quote, I don't want a fleshlight, I want something else. This is murder. You know what? This is fucking murder. Fuck you, Shrock Bella Mortenstein. Stop texting me. I mean, I only have 1,500 a month. I didn't mean all the texts should be from you. This is the thing. So this is the actual fleshlight. It's enormous. Can you imagine? But it's really for layups, so you can understand. Cheryl's lips would barely fit in this thing. So what? Do not fuck with me. They're free to send. They are not free to receive, you fucking cow. Jesus Christ. I have to pay to receive the goddamn things on the goddamn fucking phone. Just chill out. I'll call you in a minute, Truck Bellard. Unless Daddy says you can't. So this is the inner side. So then what happens is you put the lips, what I just showed you, that pink bunch of lips in here. Right? So it goes in here, and then there's this thing, this old eye hole, right? Arg. You know, the other day was talked like a pirate day, but not today. And so this is adjustable suction, so that it says in the manual on the downstroke, you can have more or less friction and suction. Now, the fun part is, it can also be used as an artificial insemination device if you are of the male species, you decide to use a penis instead of lips. That's all you got. Then when you're done with your business, you can only use water-based lubricants. You go whoosha, 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 you open this, you gotta let some suction in, some air through, or it's not gonna, the business is just gonna stay inside. You have a little glob of semen there, and then you can use it to shove up a lesbian's vagina for artificial insemination, or make it an ice cube for people you hate, who have blonde hair and are named after air conditioners. So, oh, and here's some pictures of people using it. Okay. I don't think Shrock Bella Mortenstein would look at that when she uses, would look like that when she uses it. Though I would like to see Shrock Bella Mortenstein using one of them. Say thank you to John on the left. Thank you to John on the left. What does that mean? John on the left. I'm supposed to look at the left? Look at all these fucking messages. Okay, shut up, Shrock Bella. I'm gonna watch the screen in a second. You're making me broke like I seen a vagine. All right, so John P. gets this. This is for John P. because he's a very nice person. Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, Angel. Both of you for buying me the fleshlights for John. We both, I mean, look at it this way. You're both wonderful and you're getting both people... laid without AIDS, and I think it's a wonderful thing, this thing, because you get laid without AIDS. Also, since John P. contributes to me on the show, you're really supporting the show in many, many ways, and I get close, and otherwise you don't want to see me without them. It's disgusting. Look at Trotsky, he's so cute there. I know what I'll do. I'll use the goddamn laptop to see the goddamn fucking chat room. That's what I'm finna do. Goddamn screen is fucked. Now I need a monitor, Angely. and a cunt angel. I need a lapse angel and a pro-langel. Yes, Shrockbella, I will call you. Just fucking shut up. Let me get in the chat room and shut the Christ up. Can you see me and Trotsky there? God damn, motherfuckers. All right, let's see. Twitter, I'll look at the tweet and twit my tweet. Why is it not working? I'm not getting a connection in my clit. I gotta sign into the goddamn Twitter. Okay. Talk amongst yourselves. I got gas. Oh, somebody just messaged me, but I don't have the phone with me anymore. Sorry about that. Okay, bloated lesbian. Let's see my messages. Live streaming now. Here's my URL. Oh, isn't that a pretty background? Oh, so live streaming on Yeast Radio. I've been on for 23 minutes, it says. With the social stream now, you can chat with your friends over Twitter. Listen, God, it's stuck already. Oh, there I am. God, the picture looks horrible. Oh, it looks terrible. God, here's Trotsky, though. All right, so let's see. Who is Joy on the left? Shrockbella, in her message to me, her sausage fingers accidentally types John on the left. Thank you, Joy on the left, for the money. And thank you, Edith Bunker, and thank you, everybody. And I'll just go. It. You know what? I should be getting paid for it. Just, yeah. Can I? I'm getting confused now, Chris Weigel. I don't know if I can write off the Fleshlight. And no, I'm not an infomercial. I'm not getting paid for this. I should, though. Let's see. I was going to talk about the deaf person on the Coco. It was tragic. I mean, they're just so mean to this guy. I had to edit these model portfolios. And the footage was so bad. They use these fancy cameras. They know nothing. Because it's basically these other porn stars who know nothing. They know nothing about opera or about photography. So they shoot like backlit, and all you see, and plus they're black in the first place, so all you see is the black lighting and just a complete shadow. So it's ridiculous, the things I have to do with color correction to try and make it so you can see the face. It's insane what I have to do, and I'm just going fucking crazy. The bareback guy is next to me looking up AIDS medications, and I'm just like, oh my God, look at this photography. He's like, shut up, I'm looking up AIDS medications. I don't make this shit up. Do you think I could make that up? Well, I can't. Camp. And anyway, I need the one, the monitor that Apple makes, which is like $800. I'm sorry, but I do. It's pretty. The others are just so not pretty. But I'll take it. Anyway, I wanted to thank people. Okay, look at Trotsky. He's so cute. Trotsky, look at this. Trotsky Bella Mortenstein. Look at him with his little baby. His little baby. He was out for 3 hours today. We had such a nice time. And now he can come to the Coco dorm whenever he wants. All right, now, what was I going to do now? I can see the chat room, which is good. My vagina hurts. Let's see. Oh, I was going to go to PayPal and thank my donors. Let's see. And let's log in. And the ones, like I said, I don't know. I know this one who's been extremely generous. I can thank because he said so. He said he admitted his donation on that thing. Oh, thank you very much from that person. Is this... See, people have different names than they have of who they are. So thank you, person with CD is the initials, for buying me Denny. I appreciate that. Thank you for Denny. Let's see. CD, thank you very much. And I'll send notes out to one of these days. When I get a break at the dorm. This is horrible. I remind me to tell you about this fucking deaf guy that they were photographing. Oh, the light went out again on the goddamn monitor. Okay, so I don't know. Thank you From I think that's Edith Bunker, that one. Is that Guest Whore? Guest Whore Sugar Jones? I don't know. Is that Edith? Thank you very much, Edith. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, as always. Let's see. Boy, this computer's slow. I guess I need a new computer, too. Just kidding. Person initial BJ. Oh, Jeff Carson. So generous. Thank you, Jeff. He's given me donations every week for the past 3 weeks. Thank you so much, Jeff Carson. BW. Thank you very much, BW. I'm saying the initials because I don't know. Some of these people also were part of this is for Rilch. And if it's for Rilch, she gets what she deserves, which is nothing. No, I always forward it to Rilch, so she gets it. All right, GA, thank you very much. And then this person whose initials are AOH from Sweden or something, some Scandinavian place with healthcare. I guess she felt sorry for me. Helsinki, Finland. Thank you very much, Helsinki, Finland person whose initials are that. GA again, thank you very much. Let's see. And that's since September 17th. Thank you very much. Now I can continue to do shows, which kind of sucks in a way because I really would have rather slept because I couldn't sleep last night because I'm trying to not have to take sleeping pills every goddamn night to sleep, even though they're prescribed for me. Don't fuck with me. Let's see. So GA was then we had Jeff, then we have MW, then we have, oh, Ricky Gonzalez. He's so wonderful. You know, Rick Aids, I saw you on the street. I think I said this already. I saw you on the street and I waved at you. You had your headphones on. You were in front of the Horizon Cafe. You didn't see me. I was on my bike. So, okay. And then we have the slurries and... Oh, the slurries? Wow, that was nice. Thank you. I didn't notice that, did I? Oh, thank you, slurries. Again, they're very nice. They gave me money when they were here, too. They left it on my computer when they left. Anyway, thank you, all of you. And so the purpose of this show is simply to acknowledge the money donated to said show. And, yeah. Now I suppose we can go back to the phone bank with Shrockville Mortenstein. And I do have to tell you about the deaf person that I had to edit the video. So they were yelling. It really hurts to talk about this. But there was this guy, and they said, "Where are you from?" You know, they're interviewing for these like model shoots where they masturbate. It's just all solo, and you have to edit it for the web. "Where are you from, dude? Or what's your name?" "My name is..." "I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin." And I'm like, "What did he say?" I kept rewinding. "What? Milwaukee." And I thought, did he say he's from Bosnia, from Bahrain? It sounded like he was talking with an accent. "Bosnia." "And my mom is..." I finally, after like 20 times of playing back, realized he was saying Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but he was deaf, so it... "Milwaukee, Wisconsin." I know, Trotsky. It's terrible that he lives where Cheryl sometimes visits, not really. And, but then they didn't really seem to care that he was deaf, and they said to him, "Put your dick up." Or no, first they said, "Make your dick move." And he's like, "Huh? Make your dick move. Can't you make your dick move?" He's like... And then he's like, "Okay, you can't make your dick move? Then point your dick up." And he's like, "Huh? Point your dick up to the sky. The sky is up." So that's the shit I was editing. Plus it had completely backlit. And then I color corrected and make all the... You know, try to make it so you can see the guy's face. And then they tell me that he looks orange. Well, sorry. Maybe try getting a person who can videotape, like me, who's offered to videotape the goddamn shit. But maybe I'm just, you know, too much of a lesbian, perhaps. God, all right. I'll take anything that has... All I need is resolution of... is this monitor or higher? This monitor has a resolution of 1680 by 1050. As long as it has a resolution of 1680 by 1050 or higher, I'll gladly have the monitor. And also, what was I going to say? I forgot. Yeah, I did. Oh, it has to have a DVI jack, because some of them just have HDMI nowadays. It's got to have a DVI.
Okay. Eckhart Tolle can go fuck himself. I guess I'll turn the Skype on. If this crashes, just keep refreshing. Yeah. Skype. So the light is flashing on this thing. It's okay. I mean, at least I can still do it, you know? At least I can still do the Grom. Let's log into Skype, shall we? And I really need to buy that new fucking version. Everything's at fucking once, you know what I mean? I gotta buy that fucking new version of Ableton Live because it doesn't work on this goddamn Snow Leopard, so I'm running 10.5.5. Now they came out with a new version of Avid, which I won't buy because it's just too expensive, but now I'm two versions buying. God, I sound like a cheap-ass whore. Why is Shrek Bella Morton Laps not on the goddamn Skype? Where is that enormous thing? Where is that humongous thing? Shrek Bella, why are you not on there? I don't see you on here. You wanted to get your present from Edith Bunker, and now you're not on Skype. She says he's on there. Connection lost, it says. Connection lost. Okay. Connection lost, it says. Oh, it's ringing. Oh, that thing.
Hi, you have reached Andy Melton. I'm unavailable.
Hello? Hello? Fucking bitch, what the hell's your problem, Mary? Let me call you. She has an enormous pain in my...
Hello? Dazzle.
And may I speak with Shrek Bella Mortenstein, please?
This is Shrek Bella Mortenstein. How may I help you? How may I direct your call?
Listen, that person that's named Shrek Bella on Twitter, is that really you?
What? There's somebody impersonating me?
I want to know if it's really you. I don't think it is.
What are you talking about, honey?
There's a Twitter person named Shrek Bella. Is that you or not?
Oh, on Twitter? Is it?
On Twitter, you idiot. Jesus Christ. Are you deaf?
Why?
What's wrong with you, Shrek Bella?
I want presents.
Shrek Bella, answer the question. Is it you or not?
Give me a link and I will confirm.
Shrek Bella. That's the fucking link. I don't know how to spell it.
Okay,
it's the icon is this fat thing. It is you, really?
Yes.
Because you do a very good job of mocking yourself. All right, what present? What present do you want from, who's buying you a present? Edith Burke.
Anybody that wants to buy one. Okay, so there are four things. Four options. Okay. I either want a MacBook Pro, I want
Crisco. Human Dog says monitor. You need Crisco for your anus.
A new monitor. Crap! I forgot what I should have wrote down. What I wanted. A new monitored. A Mac Mini, or a new boyfriend. Or a boyfriend.
Does anybody have a new colored fatty for Shrek Bellard? A motorhome RV?
That would work too.
All right, I can get the RV. That I can do.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's see if this thing is on. She's probably drunk. Let's try. We're going to get you the RV. But okay, Edith,
can it be the Holiday Rambler Presidential Suite?
Oh, absolutely. We have to talk to my RV consultant here. Okay. I don't think she's answering, though, even though she's actually online for Skype for once. She's hiding from me. What a fucking bitch. I really hate her. She probably can't find a microphone.
Who are we calling?
Who the fuck is the expert on RVs?
Oh! But
she's not answering the goddamn Skype because she's drunk. Now I'm angry. I'm just going to let it ring. Fuck her. Cheryl is in, she's Melton watching in BC and Stink Hair. I don't think she's going to answer the phone.
I would let it ring, but it's just really annoying me now. And now I can't shut it off. Shrock Bell, are you still there?
Auntie Vera hates me.
Mm-hmm.
So does Gooch. And they need to buy me a present to make up for it.
Right.
My birthday was the 13th.
I know. You talked about it like 100 times. We talked about it. We sang you a song. Remember? Or was that last year? It might have been last year.
I don't know. I don't know. So I'm on this new dietary supplement.
The last thing you need in your diet is to supplement it.
It's called Digestive Advantage Lactose Intolerance Therapy.
And what is it exactly?
It means that I'll be able to eat dairy without having to take 5 or 6 lactates at a time. I just take one in the mornings.
Well, thank God, because I was worrying you weren't getting enough to eat.
I wasn't. I was starving to death. I'm hungry right now.
Well, Edith said she sent you a gift. Hopefully it's several pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Thank you, Edith.
Dry ice. She's got dry ice. Hello.
I'm not divine. Hello.
I can't call Cheryl. She's in blubbercunt and stink hair. She'd kill me if I called her. It cost her $1,000. And even though people have donated to her, she's too cheap. She would have responded to my Twitter if she was there, right? I can't believe this
possibly.
Fucking anecdote. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. I fucking can't stand this Eckhart Prolly. What do you think about him or it?
A little bit too pretentious for my tastes.
Okay, please read the comment from Human Dog.
Fandy.
I think he means Shrock Bellard Martin Glops.
You need to start a chirp-censored feed.
Why? Oh, I didn't turn censor off?
I thought I turned it off.
Do it again, cow.
Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe they changed it.
Who's this viewer named Country Fried? That makes me hungry.
I think that's the WH175.
God, don't you just love Country Fried steak? I love Country Fried.
With a little bit of gravy on the top of it, honey.
Or even a lot. I love it. I even like it at the IHOP. I mean, it makes me so sick, but it's so delicious.
Does the IHOP have the gravy to go on top?
Sure.
Do they put the gravy on top of the mashed potatoes?
And on top of the Country Fried steak. Sure they do.
My stomach just said hello.
So now that you got your supplement, have you tried it out? Have you taken your stomach out for
tomorrow is the first day that I get to eat dairy, and I'm going to eat a block of cheese.
Why?
It's waiting for me in the fridge. It's calling my name.
You do realize there's a problem with that truck, Bella.
It's a what?
You realize that there's another problem you're going to have, don't you?
The hemorrhoids?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but there's another problem with the hot cheese. Do you know what that is?
No.
Constipation.
No, honey, I always get diarrhea from eating cheese.
Yeah, but now you're going to have when you're lactose intolerant, but now that you're no longer lactose intolerant, you're not going to shit, you're going to be constipated. You're going to be even fatter.
I don't know what it means to be constipated because I've had diarrhea all my life.
It's called a bloat. Hang on, I'm going to eat cheese in front of you. Just a second. At least now I can still talk because I'm using the wireless microphone. Okay. I got my cheese
Chris,
bag.
Is it going to be like the Kraft cheese cube?
God damn, I'm going to make Shrock Bella hungry.
The perfect little piece of cheese.
Hello, Shrock Bella. I'm back.
Well, welcome back. What kind of cheese do you have?
It's Camembert Presidential.
I've never had that. What does it taste like?
It's delicious. It's kind of like
brie. Is that a Home Depot bag?
Osco drug from the Jewel.
Oh.
And I use this healthy bread. You would like it. Pumpernickel. It's very healthy. If you eat it too fast, you get hiccups, though.
What is that?
It's German. It says Mestemacher on it.
It
says ideal for a cholesterol-conscious diet. Freshly ground in our meal from whole grains. Well, it's kosher.
Don't you have any saltines?
No. I only eat one thing at a time because I eat everything in the house.
Honey, I've been eating everything in the house this week. I don't know. I can't seem to get enough food.
This week. Just this week.
I baked some broccoli tonight. It's so good.
The other day, my mother for dinner made that with, as a side dish, she made broccoli crepes with cheese. It was very good.
Mmm. I like putting butter on my broccoli.
Of course you do.
Actually, we don't use butter in this house. We use margarine. We use Blue Bonnet.
Blue Bonnet. Grassy. Mm-hmm.
Everything's better with Blue Bonnet on
it. I'm glad you mentioned that. Have you seen the new collection of homeless people for the fall? They're stunning.
No.
I've been tweeting several of them. They're just some amazing homeless people.
I have a moral compass, and I don't like to look at pictures like that. I don't like to look at exploitation photos.
It's art. They're beautiful people. I take pictures of pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Right.
Honey, this Gressy was beautiful. She had those spots. The one that had the turban on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
You didn't even click the link?
It didn't come through.
Oh. Another person. It was a tweet.
Oh. I haven't been clicking on those, honey.
Why don't people... There's certain people that always call me at 11 p.m. Don't they know I'm sleeping at 11 p.m. usually?
Well, you're eating right now.
Really? Listen, truck fella, the problem with this is you're going to not be able to shit. It's going to hurt like hell. Do you know how much constipation hurts? I had it the other day. Oh, my God. That's what that pain was.
Did you get the hemorrhoids from it?
No, honey.
I got some Preparation H wipes.
The human duo got a good question. Why do we never see you on video?
They haven't invented a camera yet that's got a wide enough angle lens to capture my beauty.
Well, so? You don't have to see the whole goddamn thing.
And the co-hosting feature crashes my computer.
Mm-hmm. What kind of computer do you got?
It's a Pentium Seward Dale Dimension, like 2400.
Like the 3 hertz?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I need a new computer.
Oh, that was good cheese.
What kind did you say it was?
Camembert.
Now, what remember, does it taste like?
What's that noise?
Somebody's texting you like crazy, it sounds like.
Everybody. No, that was the same person who called. It's the noise that when they leave a messy. Well, I don't know, because having a white trash palate, I don't know what things you've tasted in your life that might taste like this cheese. It's an aged cheese. Have you
does
ever
eaten... Does it taste anything
eggs?
Like pimento cheese?
Pimento cheese is an abomination, Schrockbella.
Well, it tastes good on some white bread, some enriched white bread.
You don't mix things like that in cheese. It's ridiculous. If you want a pimento, you have a pimento loaf.
What's that? Oh, a pimento loaf, yes.
What is it? Because I don't know. I just said it.
It's the stuff that's in our fridge right now.
Exactly. What is it, though? Seriously.
It's like sliced ham, but it's got pimentos and...
Disgusting.
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it tastes like...
Daddy likes it.
Have you ever had fresh cheese from the dairy?
No.
I don't know what to tell you then. I really don't. It tastes like dick cheese, okay? But you haven't tasted that neither. Yeah, I was thinking about you today, Shrock Bella. Aaron.
Oh, who are you? I feel so special.
Yeah, when you were serial texting me about nothing. Yeah, I told him it's like brie, but she never had brie neither, so she doesn't know. You got to understand, you don't know Jen was taken. Shrock Bella Mortenstein lives in a trailer in Phoenix, where are you from? Near Knoxville, Tennessee, or something.
I'm off the map, honey. I'm off the map.
Up in those mountains where people have pig sex.
I had some pig skins the other day. Those are real good.
Mm-hmm. Pig sex, I said. So anyway, Shrock Bill, I drew an analogy between your life and mine. I was sitting there on the bench over...
I would like to hear what that analogy is.
I'm going to tell you if you shut the fuck up.
Okay, good. Tell me then.
I was sitting on this bench... I'm looking at the water like I do with Trotsky on my laps. And I thought to myself, am I ever going to get the fuck out of here? Am I ever
I ask myself that same question.
But that's my
every
point.
Day.
That is exactly my point. I said, see, this is where Shrock Bell and I are exactly alike. Because my situation of leaving America is exactly like her situation of leaving the house, of leaving that hill you live on with the bucket and the shit. It's the same thing. It's just easy to do, but just so hard to do at the same time, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what do? Eat.
We eat and we bitch about it.
And it shows.
And we ask for presents.
Right. We do. Now, I'd like to also discuss my... Jesus
what
Christ.
Is that?
Hear that ring? People ring for certain people. That's the crazy ring. Seriously, I don't answer that ring. That's the crazy ring. It is. It is. It's the crazy ring. I didn't know it was that funny, but it's true. It's the crazy ring. And when Hagatha calls, it's a duck quacking. That's how I know not to answer that.
Oh, I'm getting hot flashes.
All right, so I got my Cobra payment coupons.
Your what?
Prep is fine, Edith. I got my coupon payment for Cobra. This is how I pay for my insurance.
Okay.
So... my premium for October, $183.03. $198.03. November, $198.03. December, $565.81. Same thing for January, February, March, and April, $565.81. Then in... May, I don't have to pay anything, but I also don't get any coverage. Isn't that nice?
That's lovely. Welcome to my world.
So I have about 2 months to leave the country because it's cheaper for me to throw my life away and start anew as an illegal alien than it is to, yeah.
Well, I'm sure Bicycle Mark would let you sleep on his couch.
He would, but I don't want him to be a freeloader for my whole life. I can do it. That's not the issue. The logistics are not the issue. It's the just getting up and doing it.
Sometimes.
Maybe we're not the same. The results are the same. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about the Jewel. I was at the Jewel yesterday, and there was this sort of feisty cashier.
And, did she ask to see your penis?
No, she did not. Usually they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing was the guy in front of me, now it's rude to ask, you know, if somebody has a foreign accent, it's generally rude to say, where are you from? It's rude. It just is.
My stepmom wants to know what nationality everybody is.
That's rude. But she's
she'll
trans.
Walk up to them and say, "What's your nationality?"
Seriously?
Yes.
What do they say? "I'm a king." Listen, let me finish my goddamn story. So the lady's in front of me, and she says, she's like, so the guy who's really tall and his little boy who's really cute is sitting next to him. She goes, "Where are you from?" He goes, "I'm..." No, she goes, "Where are you from?" to the little kid. And he's like, "Gaga." And she's like, "He's from Chicago. He's from Chicago. We are from Chicago." And she goes, "Really?" She goes, "Where are you from?" And
racist.
She said that... No, I'm not. She said that to the father. Now I'm getting sleepy and my brain isn't working for a change. So she turns to the father. She says, "Well, where are you from?" And he goes, "Originally from Montenegro." And then she says to the boy again, "Where are you from, little boy?" And he, and this is the cashier at the Jewel. I mean, this is ridiculous. And he interrogating this family, this immigrant family. And he goes, the little boy goes, "I'm from Montenegro." And she goes, "Boy, your father's going to get deported." And I just couldn't believe it. And I just started laughing. And then he like looks around. He was turning red in embarrassment. And then he starts telling me, explaining him. He's like, "Oh, no, they like me here in America. They like me too much. They're giving me citizenship." And I felt so bad. I'm like, this lady at the Jewel is like, what? Is she like from the INS interrogating people about their nationality?
It wouldn't surprise me. She probably works for Pat Robertson.
I don't think Pat Robertson hires the blacks. Especially not with an Obama administration. I don't think so. Let me ask you a question, Shrock Bella.
Okay. Ask me a question, please.
Your mother and are your father and stepmother, are they in favor of universal health care?
They don't know what it means.
What are their thoughts on this whole healthcare debate?
They don't want the government taking over medicine. And they don't know what it means. They don't understand it. They don't know what Obama's trying to do.
So explain to me, in their mind, like from their point of view, why they have that opinion. Like, what's their basis for that argument? Like, why do they... So they say, "We don't want the government to take care over medicine."
Well, it's mainly because they go to work and they listen to their coworkers who are stupid Republican religious extremists who, you know, believe that the government is all bad and they're going to take over everything and take away your babies and tell you what to do with your vagina and all that good stuff. And they don't want that.
Do they want health care?
Yes, they do. That's the thing. They want health care for everybody, but they don't want the government to get involved. You know,
so how are they going to get it from their family,
right,
godmother?
Exactly. Yeah. And
has anybody said to them, well, what we're talking about is who pays for health care, not who provides it.
Right.
No.
Well,
they don't.
It's
understand.
Been explained, but they don't listen to me.
Have you tried to explain it to them?
Somewhat. It's very difficult. I mean, I have a hard time explaining it, and trying to explain it to them.
Why do you have
harder.
A hard time explaining it?
Just because I suck at explaining things.
Why? I don't see why you would suck at it.
I just do.
Why? Okay, I'll be your parents.
Oh, God, no.
No, I'm going to pretend. We're going to role play. Well, what are you eating now, Andy? I mean, Shrock Bella. What's going on? I had a rough day at work. What'd you fix me for dinner?
Some hamburger helper.
That's mighty nice of you. So, Shrock Bellard, what are your thoughts on this here healthcare business that the nigger's trying to get through?
Well, I think it's a great idea because we all need health insurance. Oh, that's another thing. They also think the illegal immigrants are going to get health care, and they don't want that.
Okay. Okay. So let's do this role playing. Shrock Bellard, you know, health care, well, that's cool, but I don't want them illegal wetbacks to get them health care, too, with my money.
Well, listen. Listen, honey. Do you want everybody in this country to get sick?
Oh, sure. Well, if they're niggers or wetbacks, yes.
So you're saying if you would rather get sick by them being... Okay, this makes no sense.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Honey, I can't
So far, you're making sense. Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I would tell you if you weren't making sense.
I need lotion.
Ugh.
Where did our audience go?
What audience?
Oh, there was more people here.
Well, maybe it's... They don't like... They just like talking about penis and vagina.
Yeah. Well, I'm a poor substitute for the realch.
See, the problem is when you only lack confidence, Shruck Bella. That's your only problem.
I what?
You only lack confidence. Oh, my God, look at how fat I am.
I think if I had a boyfriend, I would have confidence.
No, you just need confidence. You can have it right now by just fucking finishing the goddamn sentence instead of reaching for the fucking lotion.
Well, my hands were dry, and I can't help that.
But you can't talk and lotion your hands at the same fucking time?
Well, occasionally I can.
Finish the conversation.
Okay.
So, Shrock Bella, so you said you don't think you... I don't want everybody to get sick. Well, of course I don't want everybody to get sick. What's your parent? What do you mean by that?
Listen, mother darling.
Okay.
If you allow the dirty Mexicans down the road to get sick, they're going to get you sick. And if they can't get treatment, everybody's going to get sick.
Okay.
Do you see how that works?
Mm, I do, but how are we going to pay for all that?
I don't know, but we're going to figure out a way. If we can bail out all these banks, surely to God, we can pay for health care.
You leave God out of this, Shruck Miller.
Excuse me.
One thing I know about God is that he don't like niggers, and we got one in the White House. I can't support anything that man supports.
Well, you're just racist.
I'm your daddy.
Well, you're ugly.
The tree doesn't far too fall from the apples or something.
Well.
Oh, this package came for you. It's got some newfangled pink, giant pink thing that looks like a vagina at the end. Is this something you're supposed to use on something?
Yes, it is a medical device for alleviating pants, shit.
Pant bloat.
It's for relieving, erectile dysfunction.
I can't wait for Cheryl to come back because somebody sent us this link of these panty poopers. These panty pooper cover. They're like these plastic panties that go over your depends for panty pooping. It's going to be great.
Over the panties?
It's instead of a jewel bag. It's like a designer jewel bag.
I have something to bitch about.
Okay.
So my fag hag has subscribed me to Out Magazine.
Yeah.
And it is the most disgusting and vile magazine ever.
Hold on. Are you out to your family or not?
No.
Now how do you get the goddamn thing?
It comes in a sleeve.
Excuse me?
It comes in a sleeve.
What do you mean a sleeve? That thing I showed you with the penis, the fleshlight has a sleeve. What do you mean a sleeve?
In a plastic wrap.
And you mean to tell me your parents know that you're a big old Mary. I hate to break it to you, but they know. Because if they didn't, they would have opened that goddamn sleeve.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Do.
No.
How do you know that they don't? Because you eat yourself.
But listen, I have been so frustrated with this magazine because it's just, it's disgusting. Like, they show these clothes in here that cost $700 for one shirt, and you know they don't have a size big enough for me.
Yeah. Is that the whole rant?
No, that's not. Mm-hmm. But there are no articles in here about coming out or any of that kind of crap. And it's just, it's like I said in
nothing about how to, like, what to do with your shit when they can't flush it.
Listen, I'm burning up here. Nothing, it is hot.
Nothing about how to wash your fleshlight when you don't got your own sink.
That's right. Thank you for validating my point.
Oh, Schrockbeller Mortenstern, I don't know what to tell Yard. I don't know. You're in a pickle.
I don't know either. You're in a pickle, too.
Mm.
Yeah. Can we go live with
we?
Mark?
We?
Yeah. we can go live with the Marks.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I was just reading some tweets. You were tweeting to Mikey Pod that he's no longer on your top five podcasts because 5 years ago he said that Bicycle Mark doesn't like you.
Well, I'm over Bicycle Mark.
But yet you would live with him.
I'm not talking about Bicycle Mark right now.
I thought you just were.
I'm talking about the other Mark.
Who?
Amsterdamized.
Oh, Mindcast turd.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, he's your new boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be delighted. Does he know that?
I have sat on top of his refrigerator before.
What do you mean you have sat on top of his refrigerator?
He had a live party. I was on the computer, and he set it on top of the refrigerator.
Really?
Yes.
Using Skype?
Ustream.
Were you eating too? Did they pass you things?
He put me inside of the refrigerator.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
But I think he has a girlfriend now, so.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't think he'll have much use for you, really.
No. Uh-huh. But that's why I eat myself to death, though.
Right, me too.
Because he doesn't love me.
Right. Well, at least he's an available man. You know, you do go after available men. Don't they have a park where you can get laid? I mean, if people think you're some sort of farm animal.
No. Hmm. I thought we were calling Auntie Vera.
We were. She didn't answer, remember?
Can you call her again?
Yeah. But do you think she's going to answer?
Can you call the red monkey?
He's in Portugal right now. He was on
his
way.
Well, can you call him?
No, I can't call him. He's in fucking Portugal.
Well, don't you have his number?
Shut up.
Want it ring in another country, too?
I can't believe she's fucking blowing me off. Usually she would at least say, just a minute. She won't even type anything to me. She has no use for me anymore.
She hates me. She hates me too.
Now you made me feel even dumber. All right. Let's see. Well, you know what? I think the show should really
And I think
end.
Vince hates me too.
He does hate you. That's true. Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone else you wanted to help ruin your self-esteem for a long distance? Human dog, should I end the show? I think I should end the show. I'm bored.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm so boring.
No, you're not boring. I meant to say I'm tired. It's not boring. I mean, it always is boring. It's just that
I'm so obese. I'm sorry I'm not Cheryl Murkowski. I could try if you wanted, but...
I'm waiting to hear from the human dog. I think even he left, so I guess that's the answer.
I think the stream crashed.
How do you mean?
It's got a little spinning thing.
Oh, I hear some silence. That's weird. Maybe you're right. Now it says it's still on. Oh, disconnected. Yepper, you got that right.
Well, that's real good.
Now I get it. Bloated lesbian. What? That table looks perfect for a little Cleveland steamer action. What is a Cleveland steamer?
Excuse me?
What is a Cleveland steamer?
I have no idea.
I'm refreshing.
Are you recording this, Mary?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're recording. I mean, the audio is recording for the podcast, but the stream is fucked. Firefox crashed now, so let me clean it. Flash, delete, flash, delete. Okay, my vagina itches. I hate Auntie Vera now. She's a whore.
Well, she hates me.
How do you know that?
Because she doesn't want to talk to me. She's always so short with me.
You know, the thing is, Auntie Vera is one of those people, I think she got what she wanted, and now she's moving on to bigger and better things, you know.
Greener pastures.
Well, no, you would still be there if that were the case. Now, I don't know why she's not answering the goddamn phone. She's probably drunk. All right. The problem is now I'm working all day. I don't think I'll ever be able to do Eat This Hot Show again because of all this prawn. What?
I learned the other day that vodka is made out of potatoes.
Yeah, it is. So are you.
Well, I had some mashed potatoes tonight.
That's interesting. What? How were they? What else went in them? Butter, milk,
well,
potato chips.
Butter, milk. A whole stick of butter.
See, that's healthy. You know what they do on the Amtrak? Because I have a friend who works on the Amtrak. Is they put potato chips in them. Potato chips in the mashed potatoes. That's like incestuous. I think Ustream's fucked.
That's weird. It says it's showing a video view, but it's recorded live. I'm refreshing. Yeah, it's still doing the same.
Yeah. I think it's their fault, though, because I'm talking to you, so it's not my internet connection, obviously. Ustream. I'll try it through Safari, but I think it's pretty broken. Let's see. Log in from Safari's. This is ridiculous. Live Graham Stewart and broadcast now. Let's try this. Ridiculous. This shitty fucking web browser technology has always sucked. Flash has always sucked. Always. I should just do it through that fucking iPhone. Here we go.
That sucks even more.
Oh, it says I'm back on now. It says I'm back on.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We're back on. I don't know. How long were we off for? I didn't even notice.
About 6 minutes.
Ooh, triple. Well, if you want to find out what was said during that 6 minute blackout, you'll have to go to the website as soon as somebody gets me some pretty artwork. This person named James has been making that nice artwork. Isn't it wonderful with Cheryl in it?
It's real good.
It's great. Fantastic. But the problem is, he said to me, I need you to send me a picture of the real Cheryl Murkowski. And I'm like, what do you mean? That's just. Doesn't happen because the real Cheryl Murkowski is bag of bones.
Well, to me, the real Cheryl Murkowski is that photo of her on the beach.
The prune Danish?
Uh-huh, yes.
Which one? Where her back is turned? That one?
Yes, and she's watching the children in the ocean.
All right, and that's on her website, right? Horrorhole.org?
Possibly.
All right, so caller. I mean, who are we just talking about? I forgot.
I don't remember.
Cool.
Oh, the person that made the album Arc.
Right. So that's the picture. So if you want to see the picture of Cheryl, go to her website. It's the woman who's tan, looking at kids.
Cancer.
That's the real Cheryl. I can't get the chat room. Is your chat room working or not?
Yes. Well, Edith Bunkhor said something at 12:28. Maybe Edith Bunkhor needs to say something else.
I want to know if Chris Weigel is still there, and if he's still there, I need to know if we should stop the show now or not.
No, he left. Oh, no, he's still there. Interesting. It doesn't show him in the side door.
I need to know if he is, we should continue or stop. I need an answer now. It's not letting me connect to the chat room.
He wants 3 more hours.
Be serious.
Okay, Auntie Vera is twittering, so I need to go to Twitter and tell Auntie Vera.
No, I'm not going to beg for that thing to be on the show. She's clearly avoiding us. And besides, I'm too tired.
Well.
No, I don't care. You can do that.
No, then I'll say something passive aggressive.
Yes, that would be good. We're not Pride 48 friendly here. Oh, God.
Should I at her in this?
Of course you should. What are you writing?
Hey, Dad.
Just say the truth. The truth is never passive aggressive. Just say the truth. This is the most pathetic message. This is from Mark in Detroit. Madge, I know you've been eating those 2-for-1 meals at the British Petroleum, those dried out hot dogs on the roller, but I wanted to share our cheapy secret. Since half of, this is so American, since half of our income is from unemployment, and it'll run out soon, mine already has, by the way, we found that Burger King offers a free Whopper or chicken sandwich with the purchase of a small drink and fries. All you need is a receipt from BK, and on the back is an 800 number to call and take an automated phone survey. They give you a code at the end. You write it on the receipt and take it in. They never check the date of the receipt, and the phone system never asks. We usually buy the dollar burger or a shake and keep the receipts laying around to use for a night out.
What are we talking about?
If you're adventurous, you can pick them off the top of the trash in the store and add to the collection. If you eat in, you keep refilling the drink, too. Give it a try. The chicken sandwich is pretty good, and that one is the more expensive item. Still love the show. Cheryl, well, Cheryl and Schrockbeller has a better attitude. No, that's good. That's good.
I have a better attitude?
Yes, it says, aww. Still love the show. Cheryl, as well, Cheryl and Schrockbeller has a better attitude.
Oh, well, thank you, whomever that was.
Mark from Detroit.
God,
that is so fucking pathetic. I mean, and it's the truth. He's basically living like
so
a homeless
sweet and
person.
Nice to me. Oh, honey. Honey.
Did Chris Weigel says we can end yet? Says.
No.
Chris, okay, now I have the chat room. Let us finish. Wait,
I'm gonna go over.
I was just reading your post. Say, read your post, your Twitter.
It's really nice to be avoided by someone you respect and admire. That's Auntie Vera.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. Yeah.
I need to go to my Facebook and see if anybody's chewed me out about my status messages about health care.
Huh? Look at how tired.
Huh?
I'm too tired. Wait a second. Nick Starr bought a Zune HD.
And he sent it back.
Why? To get the money back?
Because he said it sucked.
He's crazy. I thought he was going to jump off a bridge.
Well, so are we, honey.
Yeah, that's true.
And Auntie Vera doesn't love us.
That's true, but also not a big deal. Okay, now I really need permission to end. Oh, we got it. We can end. All right. Thank God.
Do I get my boyfriend?
Is that... No, we already got a present from... what's his face?
Hello?
I'm playing Grey Gardens. Turn on the stream.
Our heroes, no friends or relations, and weekend vacations won't have it known, dear, that we only got a bone now. sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see.
Family.
We can raise a family.
A
girl for you, a boy for me. Can't you see how happy we could be?
I think we have gone completely batshit crazy.
I'm just going to play Greg Garden. See you later. Thank you for being on the ground.
Okay, bye-bye, honey.
See for all of us.